Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. I'm Bryce Johnson, president of Unpacking It Ministries. This podcast is a part of our ministry that we have for sports fans. And so I assume you listening today, you're interested in sports, you're interested in faith. And so we want to be there for you. And so we've got devotionals and the podcast and events and small groups. And so we want to be a community of sports fans that are connected to Jesus and each other. And so I hope that you'll stay connected with us. Check out our website, unpackingit.com. And also, we're going to wrap up the year with an awesome event. And so I know everybody listening today isn't from North or South Carolina, but if you are and you have the ability to get to Charlotte on December 27th, we've got an awesome event. It's called the Belk Bowl Breakfast. We partner with FCA, and Mike Minter, our guest on today's podcast, is the keynote speaker. And so he's got some awesome things to share, and he'll give us a little taste today on the podcast. But also, if you want to be a part of this event, man, we'd love to have you. And so you can go to unpackingit.com, find out information about buying tickets and buying a table and inviting some other friends to be a part of the event as well. So we appreciate your support there. And also, you can always email me, bryce@unpackingit.com, bryce@unpackingit.com. Stick around after my conversation with Mike Minter. I've got a few thoughts to share based on what he talked about. But right now, we're going to jump right in. Here's my conversation with Mike Minter. Our guest today played safety for the Carolina Panthers from 1997 to 2006. He was a key member of the 2003 Super Bowl team. And now he's the head coach at Campbell University, where he's been since 2013. And the team is coming off a winning season. I'm pleased to welcome on Mike Minter to Unpacking It. He will also be our keynote speaker this year at the Belk Bowl Breakfast on December 27th in Charlotte. You can find out more on unpackingit.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well and love this time of year with Christmas and football heating up. And I know for you, you guys just wrapped up a very successful season for your football team, taking steps in the right direction. So as you look back, what are the big takeaways from this year?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've really been striving for is to get that first winning football season. When I took this job over, we was dead last in Division I football. So,
man,
really wasn't a very good organization at that time. And now, if we was in the FBS, we'd be bowl eligible. We'd be going to a bowl game right now.
Yeah.
The fact that we in the FCS, we don't have that. And so, you know, I'm just very proud of the fact that we was able to get that first winning season in a long time in this program. And so we headed in the right direction, like you said. I think the biggest takeaway for me is my guys understanding what it really takes to play 11 weeks at a high level.
Yeah.
Right before the last four games of the season, we were sitting there first place, 5-2, and just really rocking and rolling. And then the last 4 weeks, we kind of fell off a little bit, and what I'm trying to teach to my guys and preach to our guys is that really you have to be able to sustain that type of effort, that type of focus for 11 weeks, and we all know that's very, very difficult when you're talking to the 17 to 22 year olds, and even, you know, just regular people day to day trying to stay in the process. Trying to forget what happened, you know, the week prior and trying to focus all your attention on this week. We was on a 4-game winning streak, 4-0 in conference. And I really believe that at that point, my guys had to learn how to deal with winning.
Mm.
And, you know, people patting you on the back, people saying how great you are. And then you start believing the press clippings. And then you come out and you lose 2 games in a row. And now, you in a situation where you have to get back out of it. And luckily, that, you know, we was able to do that at the end of the year. But But again, how do we learn from being able to stay in the moment, stay focused for that duration of the whole season?
Oh, that's good. And just that concept of sustained success. And that's what's so difficult in sports, whether it's a season or just over multiple years. So good perspective. Yeah. Coach Mike Minter with us on Unpacking It. And along those lines, too, I read a quote that you had in an article, and I just kind of want to go along with what you were just saying. You said, I think that's what separates great players from average players. They can make practice a game. Can you unpack that a little bit more for us? Because that's a cool concept.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, when you think about, again, most people think about the end result. And so all their focus go to that. But we must understand that, let's just talk about a game in itself. Every practice, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is geared towards winning on Saturday. So you can't just go win on Saturday. You got to win on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, the thing is, and this is where the rubber meets the road, most of what we do in life is boring. It's mundane. It's repetitive. And so how do you stay excited about the mundane? Because that's where you win. And so even in life, when you start talking about, doing the right stuff every single day, doing it the right way, well, you know, the world teaches you, man, here goes some exciting stuff. Let's go do that, right? And we got to understand how to stay focused and really create some type of game to excite you about staying on course. Dealing with the boring stuff, which is practice as far as football is concerned, and learning how to make that exciting so then you give the effort and the attention and the focus that you need to prepare yourself for the game on Saturday.
No, it's so good, and it definitely relates to our faith journey as well. And so a lot of great lessons even within all of that what you're saying. Really cool. Mike Minter, our guest on Unpacking It. And also, as you talk about this past season, and it was a really strong year, you guys were led by Daniel Smith and really became a game changer. Redshirt freshman quarterback, led the FCS in rushing as a quarterback. So what was it like really watching him have a season like that and knowing that you can build this team and the program really around him at this point?
Well, as you know, the most important position on a football team is the quarterback. And to be able to have a young quarterback as a redshirt freshman come in and do the things that he was able to do really gives you hope for the future. Because like you said, now you have three more years with him, and he's just going to get better and better and better. The thing that was so, exciting to see is that I categorize people in different categories when we talk about football players. And Daniel Smith is a football player. Like, we can roll out the ball right now, and he's going to be ready to play. Okay, so as soon as he step on the field, he loves the game of football. And then you throw in there talent, the ability to do things that he needs to do at the quarterback position, and then that's where you get a guy that gets freshman of the year in the conference, lead the FCS in rushing at a quarterback position, and able to also throw for 2,000 yards. So when you look at that, rush for 1,000, able to throw for about 2,000, all those things, you say, man, this guy's special. And he has the it factor.
Yeah.
Okay. He reminds me so much of Tommy Frazier when we came in as freshmen. He had the ability to be calm. He had the ability to compete. And then he had the ability to raise everybody else's level up to match his. And that's the type of guy that we have in Daniel Smith.
Oh, it's exciting, especially as a young guy. It's going to be fun to see him develop even more in the next few years. And also some big changes going on at Campbell as the football team moves into the Big South Conference in 2018. and also adding scholarships. So explain to our listeners what that looks like and what that means for Campbell University.
When I got here, we was non-scholarship, which, at the end of the day, you asking kids to come pay $40,000 to come play football for you.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean, that's really what you're doing. So you're going into a living room and you telling them how great of a program you have and all that good stuff. But you know what? By the way, you got to spend $40,000 to come do that with me.
Oh.
And so it became very, very difficult to do that. And you say, okay, well, all the other teams didn't give scholarships too. But you got to look at the geographically where everybody is located. We was playing teams that was in the Midwest, so in Iowa, in Dayton, Ohio, in Indianapolis and Indiana, and so all of a sudden, those type of teams, they don't have FBS teams and FCS teams all around them. It's only them. So it's either Iowa or I'm going to Drake.
Yeah.
And so they had a chance to pick number three and number four to come play for their football team. Where when you look at North Carolina, you have, 27 Division I and Division II football teams that give scholarships.
Oh,
just
yeah.
in the state of North Carolina. So I'm getting number 28 and 29.
Mm.
So the talent level is – the talent pool is not that much to pull from. And so you just don't have those type of people and those type of players in the state of North Carolina. So I told, our AD and our president, and we looked at that and we said, to be competitive, we have to join into the 28.
Yeah.
And now you're giving yourself an even playing field for the type of kids that's here in North Carolina and the type of families that's here, you got to be able to give scholarships. And so now that's what we decided to do. We announced it last year, about a year ago from now. And so my first recruiting class, that we announced it in November, and I had to go get a recruiting class for February.
Oh, man.
So the coaches did a great job of really getting us a great recruiting class in about 2 months. All those guys came in. It was about 21 guys. We redshirted all of them, and so they'll be ready to go as far as the Big South is concerned next year. So we're in a whole different ball game now. You can compete with the Elons, the Western Carolinas of the world, as you begin to try to build your FCS program here in North Carolina. And I look forward to it. The North Carolina A&Ts, the North Carolina Centrals, all those guys now we can get in and battle with them for the talent that's here. And my whole goal is to keep the kids in North Carolina. So they don't have to go to JMU. They don't have to go to Richmond. They don't have to go anywhere down in South Carolina. They could stay here in North Carolina and play here at Campbell and still reach their dreams and their aspirations, whatever that is. If that's to go to the National Football League, we have done that. We send three guys there.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about going and getting a degree and getting into the workforce and getting a job right out of college, we have done that too. And so if you want to get into coaching and get part of doing this, well, I always put my former players as quality control GA guys on my staff so they can get a chance to get started in this business. So, again, when you look at the whole gamut of really what the student athlete life is about and really what a parent is looking for, how do I unlock the greatness in my kid? Campbell University is that place. And now I get to tell the parents, don't worry about paying for it. We got a scholarship for that. So it's been really fun doing it, and we've really been making a big jump in our talent, and I look forward to next year and seeing what we can do in the Big South.
Oh, it's going to be great. Glad to hear that. Very cool. Head coach at Campbell University, Mike Minter. He's also a former Carolina Panther, played safety from 97 to 2006, and of course, it's heating up end of the football season and all that, but it's also Christmas season. So what does that look like for you and your family this time of year?
Well, listen, my kids are all older and grown, and so Christmas now is about grandkids.
Ah, nice.
It's no longer about our kids. It's about the grandkids. And so, you know, that's the different phase that I'm in right now. And so, you know, again, it's just a time to slow down and you know, recognize your blessings within your family and the gift that God has given you with those individuals. And so really that's the time there. It gives me a couple of days to slow down and not think about recruits and meeting families and next season and what we need to work on. So I take about a couple of days to relax but I'm right back at it. So that's what Christmas looked like at the Mentor family. It's strictly let's have some fun with the grandkids, but you know, a couple of days off and I'm back at looking at it. Let me go get me some recruits.
There you go. No, I hear you. That sounds good. Well, love talking football with you and life and holidays and all that, but also love just hearing about your faith and as we kind of wrap up 2017, as you kind of look back, is there something that maybe God really taught you this year or something that you studied this year that really, you know, stands out or resonates with you that you'll kind of take from this year?
Well, you know, again, I think this year I got to see what, you know, the ability to stay focused on the little things, you know, the boring, mundane things that we talked about, man, that was just something that stood out to me all year long that I'm able to take with me for the rest of my life is understanding, first of all, how to break down the process, how to execute, because a lot of people don't know how to execute. And so you have to break down into small chunks what you're trying to get done, so then you can get the big thing done. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to go straight to the big thing and not break it down into small pieces and then stay focused and committed to accomplishing those small things every single day. The whirlwind of life kind of grabs us and we kind of lose focus on what we wanted to accomplish in 2017. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned is that, you know, stay focused, stay on task, stay on them day-to-day things, get your morning routine, and, man, you know, you'll look at the end of 2017 and be very happy with it.
Yeah, no, that's good, because how does that play out for you kind of practically as far as even, you know, breaking down, whether that's reading scripture or just in your faith building, how does that work for you?
Well, so let's talk about just from a reading the Bible standpoint.
Yeah.
And let's just say somebody say, oh, you know what? One of my goals in 2018 is to read the Bible. Okay. So let's just say I want to read it in a year. Now, there's plenty of programs out there right now that have broken that up for you. So the schedule is already done, right? So
yep.
It's done in the sense of you read these many chapters, a day. And at the end of the year, you look up and you read the whole Bible. Okay, so that piece is done. Now what you got to understand is where does that fit into my day, right? So for me, I get up at 5 a.m. and I call it my power hour,
nice.
Right? So for the first 20 minutes, I'm doing something physical. So push-ups, set-ups, trying to kick, you know, get the I'm out of the bed. I'm on the floor right soon as I wake up at 5 o'clock, and I'm hitting my push-ups and I'm hitting my set-ups. And I'm kind of getting the blood flowing at that point. Then after that is when I'm going to spend the next 20 minutes getting my reading in.
Mm.
Okay. And so that reading might be biblical. That reading might be around leadership. So whatever area, psychology is the other piece, you know, building the organization. So whatever area that I want to focus on that day is really the area that I'll read about. And then from that point, the last 20 minutes is about, you know, me getting a chance to get my prayer life going.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you pray and you give thanks and you kind of meditate on what God is telling you. And so Those were when the ideas come. When the ideas of what God is speaking to me come, and so I write those ideas down, and then at that point, man, I'm ready for the day. So I prime myself to get ready to go, knock out the things that I wanted to do that day. And so that's kind of what it looks like, right? Instead of looking at 365 days, instead of looking at, you know, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, let's look at it from an hourly basis and kind of break that up. And then, you know, you create routines, and they say, what, 66 days to create a habit and a new habit. And so once it's created, it's you, it's part of you, it's who you are. And so at that point, that's why God tells us to meditate on his word day and night, because he wants that to become part of you, who you are, not something you know, but who you are. And so you live it out and it becomes automatic. And so that's what that power hour looks like. And so maybe the listeners out there can take that. And I can promise you this is that if you did that, whatever you put in front of you as a goal in 2018, you would get it done.
That's awesome advice. I love it. I love the power hour. Very cool. I don't know if I can do the 5 a.m., but I like the concept of it anyway. Very cool. He's Mike Minter, head coach at Campbell University, former Carolina Panther. And as we wrap up, want to mention again that Mike will be our keynote speaker at the Belk Bowl Breakfast in Charlotte on December 27th. You can find out more at unpackingit.com and get your ticket, get your table, and come on out and hear more from Mike. It's going to be a great morning. We partner with FCA, and it should be really great. But Mike, do you have maybe a quick teaser for what you may be talking about or what people can expect to hear when they come out on December 27th?
No, absolutely. The thing that I want to talk about is because, you know, it's going to be really about these young folks is understanding that the power of their dream is really where it's at, okay? And unlocking their greatness. Because I feel like God has created all of us for a purpose. And I feel like that God give us understanding through our passions, through our dreams, through our aspirations. It's a reason why them aspirations is there. And through those aspirations, he then began to, reveal to us what our purpose is and what our gift is to serve to the world. And that's really what I want to talk about and you know, what that looks like going through my life and kind of showing, it's a process. And God is a God of process and a God of order. And so that's what we want to talk about. I want to let these young folks know that, you know, it just, all this stuff that I've done in my life just didn't fall out the sky. it just doesn't work that way. And that everybody have greatness and it's up to us to unlock our greatness and let God work through that. So we can bless other people and be a blessing to the world. That's what it's all about.
Amen. Well, can't wait to hear more from you on December 27th. Can't wait to see you and really appreciate you being a part of Unpacking It today. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas with the family and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely, Bryce. Have a good one, buddy.
Wow, that was awesome. Mike Minter, one of my favorite Panthers growing up. And I've got an autographed hat that I've had for many years. Him and Jake DeLome were my two favorites. So years ago, my brother, he had the opportunity to go to a bunch of Panthers games and was buddies with a son of one of the coaches. And so my brother was always on the sideline and everything. Well, one year he asked me, he goes, "All right, Bryce, I'll get you two autographs on a hat. Who do you want?" And so I went Jake DeLome and Mike Minter. And so years later, to be able to talk with him is fun. And then for him to be the keynote speaker at the Belk Bowl Breakfast, I'm fired up. And so each podcast, I try to wrap things up just based on a big takeaway from the conversation. And I really want to go back to that last part. And man, we could have had him continue to go down that direction. And I know that he will at the breakfast, and so I'm excited to hear more. But really what jumped out to me, first off, this idea of, you know, dreams inside of you and you know, what can you do one day? And it's so tough. I'm 31, and you know, you get to certain ages and points of life, and you kind of give up on your dreams, and you think, well, my life is what it is, and I'll just ride it out. And so to hear that type of perspective from Mike and his desire to encourage people in that, I hope that I can be an encouragement to you as well, because I've really seen, as I look back at my life, how God has used my passions and my skills and things that he gifted me with to all come together, and he birthed this dream in me to start a ministry for sports fans, to incorporate my love for him, but also my passion for sports. And I also had this desire early on in kind of middle school, high school, and eventually in college to pursue radio. And so that ties into this. And so I've seen it in my real life. It's real to me. And so what Mike Minter is saying isn't just motivational mumbo jumbo. You know, it's there's truth to it. And then the concept of greatness. Now, I don't know how great Unpacking It is or will be one day, but I'll leave that up to God. But I do think that as we're in his will and we're doing what he made us to do, and we're in that sweet spot, it should be great. And we should experience a greatness in our life. And it even goes along the lines of being a great dad, a great husband, a great friend. If the creator of the universe, who's all powerful and all knowing and filled with joy and peace, is living inside of us, that spirit is living inside of us, that should equal greatness. That we should exude that and represent that, and shouldn't just be ho hum on to the next day. And now Mike mentioned too, just that the idea of process. It takes time. And Unpacking It is just getting going. You know, we've been working at it the last few years, and this year was a great breakthrough for us. But I know that I'm in process, and God continues to work in me and change me and develop me and make me realize that even desires that I've had over the years, which ones are from him, and then which ones are just selfish desires that really I'm just seeking my own interests that they're really not from him. But the cool thing is when you really seek the Lord, there's a synergy and they line up, and that's really where you can thrive and experience the greatness that he is, that he places in us. But it all goes back to him. He's the source, and it's not about us being great. It's about us showing his greatness through us. And him working through us to reveal that greatness, which points back to him. And so it's for his glory. But I think when we just take the steps of faith and seek him, great things do happen. So that's my big takeaway and kind of message to myself and to all of us today. So I hope that you're encouraged by that in your own life. And so keep up with us. Check out unpackingit.com. Sign up for the weekday email devotional on unpackingit.com. Have a wonderful week, and thanks so much for listening today. We'll talk to you next time on the Unpacking It podcast.